Hi, this is Margot. Today's show is entitled Paula's Back Doing What She Loves After Healing with Mel Friedman's Protocol. This show is a continuation in the Mel Friedman Toxic Disease Pioneer series. Paula shared her story of recovery from Morgellons in Mel's Coffee Tea with Me conference call, Oldies But Goodies, on October 7, 2017. Mel Friedman, toxic disease pioneer, is no stranger to battling serious diseases. He has overcome Morgellons, Lyme disease, MRSA multiple times, and cancer twice. Since making a promise to God to help others if he could overcome Morgellons, he now dedicates his life to helping others afflicted with this and other toxic conditions. Mel offers hope, inspiration, and solutions of how to maneuver our toxic world with health and well-being. This show is for informational purposes only and is not intended to substitute treatment by a medical professional. Mel's website is howicuredmorgellons.com. Now let's tune in and listen to Paula's story of recovery from Morgellons on Mel's protocol. God bless you, and I will talk to you soon.
I believe last is not least. We lost her for a bit, and she's back, and I'm not sure she's going to say she's 100%, but she put a finger up, and I thought she wanted to do the happy dance. Area code 405, are you there?
I am here. First of all, hello, everybody. Thank you, Mel, for allowing me the opportunity to share. I just want to first tell a joke, because I know Mel loves to tell jokes. He loves jokes. And I just want to say, what did the duck say when he bought lipstick? Mel, do you know?
What did a duck say when he bought lipstick?
Yes.
I got lip gloss?
That's close. Put it on my nose.
I'm a donkey, not a duck.
Okay, did you hear the answer? It's put it on my bill.
Put it on my bill. I've heard that many times.
Okay. all right, well, if I can start, I kind of wrote this down because I'm not very good at speaking, but... or remembering still. I've always had that problem, not just Morgellons, but I'm a busy person, as Mel knows. I have 3 jobs, 5 children, 3 grandbabies. I got this in September of 2015, and my life has changed, as the same as everyone else. I searched and searched for answers. It's what it was. I found Mel's website in the beginning, the very beginning, but I was skeptical. I even remember someone responding to me through an email or some kind of through the site, through How I He Cures All site, but I didn't return it because I was scared. So I decided just to research some more, keep telling myself I didn't have this horrible disease. You know, I went to several doctors and was diagnosed by a professional dermatologist. Ha ha. Anyway, I was delusional without even examining my skin. For my hair, she never even touched me, and she walks in the room and says, yep, you're delusional, honey. Then another derm looked at my hair, pulled out something, some kind of larvae or egg, and looked at it under a microscope and said, that was definitely something there. Maybe it was Demodex mite or lice or something. And he showed me, he said, come here, and let's look under this, and he looked under the microscope, and then he threw it in the trash. Before I could even say, wait, I want that. As a matter of fact, I even said, can I have it? And he said, no, it's too late. I already threw it in the contaminated trash. So anyway, I kept pursuing my illness. I felt like I was dying, like everybody else. I was losing weight. My eyes didn't look good. It was obvious to me, and my mom saw it, but my family members thought I was just buying into delusional parasitosis. And keep in mind, these are my kids that believe that, and they told me that. You know, you're buying into delusional parasitosis, which hurt really bad. It was sad. But I was always a strong person, and for them to think that I was weak and falling into different states was hard for me. A lot of tears and relying on my Savior to pull me through. Excuse me, I'm getting a little bit emotional about this. I would stay home from church. When my family would go, I would be by myself, and I would break into song and just dance with just me and my God, pouring out my heart and just listening to Him. I was, you know, God worked in my heart during this time, especially in the beginning. You know, He convicted me of past unforgiveness and people that I had wronged or had wronged me, and I still was holding on to bitterness. I finally, when I went back to church, I think it was like 4 months, 5 months later, I asked forgiveness to those people. God has done a work in me through this and still working on me. I found another person through a friend that did muscle testing on me, and I was desperate, so I went. My son soon named her the witch doctor. She put me on some vitamins and started the cleanse on my gut. I was with her for about 5 months. I'm just kind of that person, I just like to jump around, and it's just amazing that I've been with Mel's protocol for 16 months. But at that time, I wanted more, so I searched some more and found a naturopath that said she believed in Morgellon, and she also did a acupressure, and so she did that. We did that for about 5 months. So there was a pattern of 5 months, and I said, "Nope, I'm not getting healed. I'm not getting healed. I got to have something more." So I went back to researching again and came across Mel's website again. I just believed God was directing my path. God was saying, you know, this is it. This is it. You've got to stay with this. But my stubborn desire to get better or whatever you call it, I didn't want to listen. But I did, and I just felt this pull in my heart to start the vitamins and stop everything else. I had been doing, you know, we couldn't afford to do all those, you know, acupressure, the other doctor, the witch doctor. So I knew that I had to make a decision. I had to do one thing, and the one thing that I chose that just made sense was Mel's website. And I just thank the Lord for that. You know, we got on a budget, and because I knew that if I was going to afford vitamins, you know, and take that, I really need to get my finances in order. So I did. We did that. We got our finances in order, and when we figured it up, it didn't add up. We didn't have enough money for vitamins and to pay debt or bills. So I went out searching for a job and found Westlake, and they hired me, and I started working at Westlake. I remember I started working on June 9th of 2016. I remember I was walking to work, which brought on many challenges. You know, I had to walk because we didn't have a second car. So I had to walk, which is close. It wasn't very far. But there was a hurdle. You know, I just overcome the hurdle after hurdle, and I'm sure everyone else has, you know, done the same thing. I've overcome hurdle after hurdle. One of them was when I would walk to work, there was this tunnel of trees. You know, I had to walk all, you know, a pretty long tunnel. I had to walk through the tunnel. And I kept thinking, oh my gosh, I can't do this. I can't do this. Well, I would run through there. I wouldn't look back. I wouldn't do anything. I'd run. And then by, about the fifth or sixth time, you know, the next time I would kind of, you know, go slower. I was walking, you know, and bugs were just jumping around, grasshoppers and whatever. And I was okay. You know, God was helping me process through that and helping me overcome that one hurdle. Well, let me see where I am. I remember when I was at work, I was messing up, forgetting things, and trying to do a register, cash register with money. Huh, crazy. I can't believe I did that. I was surprised they didn't fire me. Anyway, I started the vitamins June 22nd, which I'd already been working for 3 weeks and not doing any of Mel's protocol, and that was probably the hardest time. Things got better after a month. I noticed a difference in clarity and ability to focus. Praise the Lord. Mel connected me with Lynn from this website, and she has been a blessing to me. I remember crying to her and encouraging her. She encouraged me. I didn't encourage her, poor thing. She helped me through the tough times. I'm so very thankful for Lynn. She was my mentor. Huge blessing. I believe this is very important in dealing with this disease. Everybody needs somebody. I remember hearing the people talk about being healed on the conference call, thinking that was a dream. No way would I experience that dream. But here I am, living proof that this protocol works. After 3 months on the protocol, I remember I no longer had the brain fog I had. I'm just really emotional today, guys. 6 months, I noticed the biting and itching had been fading. 9 months, I remember thinking, am I healed? But I had a few minor issues. I had this rolling in one of my spots in my back that felt like something was doing somersaults. It was really creepy. I no longer feel that. Praise the Lord. I'm still dealing with fear, the fear of what was going to happen to my family. I think this was the hardest for me. I can still dwell on it if I let myself focus on it instead of letting Christ take care of my family. He is in control. The vitamins and Mel's protocol are working. I am on my 16th month and still working, and maybe even working more than I was a year ago. Okay, I am working more than I was a year ago. I thank my Heavenly Father that I'm able to do it. I'm also thankful for Mel and the time and love he puts into this community. I know I don't tell him enough and how much he is appreciated. Love you, Mel. I want to tell you guys, I did hold up one finger, letting Mel know I was 100%. I was joking around with Mel, but that's what it gets me. You know, sometimes I'm a little smart aleck. But I would have to be safe to say that I'm 90 to 95% healed. I will take these vitamins for the rest of my life because they are important in this toxic world. Just know I am rooting for and praying for each and every one of you on this site. I love you guys. Thank you, Mel.
Thank you, Paula. You held up one finger, but it wasn't the middle finger, so I took a deep breath.
Yeah, that's
all right, do we have any questions for Miss Paula? Come on, boys. She's at work doing this call. So, man, if you've got a question, this is a great time to ask it. Any questions for Paula? Okay. Thank you again, Aunt Laura.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Paula, first of all, I want to say thank you and congratulations because it sounds like you're almost there. So you've come quite a way and you've had a tough journey as many of us have. But I just wanted to say congratulations and, you know, so this time next year you will be one of the people that come back to tell us your journey because you are 100%. And so I just want to encourage you to do that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Aunt Laura. Any other questions for Paula? She's just getting where you all want to go to. Any questions for Paula? Well, thank you, Paula. I know that you've been holding on almost all day and waiting for your turn to say hello and share your story with the group. And I truly appreciate it. And I understand. I was once told the best call I ever did was my first anniversary. Of being well again, because for 4 years I wasn't sure. So I understand the tears of joy. Thanks so much for coming back and helping. It there anything you'd like to say in closing, Paula?
I don't have anything to say. I just want to thank everybody for just listening.
Thank you so much for coming and really sharing your journey with everyone today. And I'm sure you'll be back. The next thing I'll see on Skype is you doing a jig.
Hey, and I will. Just for you, Mel. Just for you.
All right. Well, thanks again. And God bless you and Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm and good old Rob.
Thank you.